This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
And now a humorous story. I'm sorry, my eyesight isn't what it used to be. Take two. And now a hummus story, the philosophical and business implications of when hummus is really hummus. For instance, must it contain chickpeas? The hummus maker Sabra is bugging the FDA to come up with a firm definition. Dan Bobkoff explains.
Sabra has spent millions making hummus mainstream in the U.S. Now it wants to protect its turf from non-chickpea imposters.
What are called black bean hummus or edamame hummus.
Greg Green is Sabra's director of marketing. Sabra is asking the FDA to define hummus this way.
The semi-solid food prepared from mixing cooked, dehydrated, or dried chickpeas and tahini with one or more optional ingredients.
Yum. If it succeeds, the FDA will issue what's called a standard of identity. Lots of foods have these, determining what can be labeled juice or mayonnaise or this one for milk.
Lacteal secretion of an animal.
Chris Galen is with the National Milk Producers Federation, which has been fighting names like soy milk and almond milk. To Galen and Green, these FDA definitions help avoid customer confusion. But it's also about money. If you've invested a lot marketing milk or hummus, you don't want some newcomer stealing your identity. I'm Dan Bobkoff from Marketplace.
By the way, I was offered what was called hummus in London last week that was devoid of garbanzo, substituting instead the noble chestnut. Magnificent.